Hello and welcome to the AIM Leadership Podcast. Today I'm here with Sheldon Reich, Executive Vice President of Cybra. What we'll be discussing is the RFID mandate recently made by Walmart. Walmart has requested that suppliers put Gen 2 UHF RFID tags, which have a frequency of 902 to 928 megahertz, on all items being delivered. So welcome, Sheldon, and let's get into this interesting news.
Thank you, Michael.
So to start, why is Walmart enacting this mandate?
Well, Walmart determined, based on their experience with the apparel departments, the various product categories that have been required to be tagged are called departments. And department, I mean, I guess, kind of, maybe that's what who you get from department store. But each department has a number and different requirements. So the first departments that were affected by the Walmart RFID mandate was apparel. And they just got some spectacular results from tagging on the item level, clothing and sportswear, shirts, I mean, literally all of those different departments in apparel. They got really fantastic results and they decided to roll it out to other departments. So the other departments that Walmart has targeted are home departments. They're D14, D17, D20, D22, D71, and D74. The entertainment departments, D7, D72, and D87. Hardlines departments, like D9, D10, tires, batteries. And that's how it starts to roll out. They want other people in other departments, in addition to everybody that's in apparel, to tag all their or their goods. So you've got home goods, electronics, toys, and sporting goods.
Very interesting. So when will these mandates start?
Well, there's a couple of deadlines that we're in the moment. For example, according to information that I saw online, we're in the period right now where that really on June 3rd was the last day to submit RFID samples to Auburn University. And Auburn University, they have the RFID lab. They're actually like a partner with Walmart, as in they're doing the testing. So each vendor who will be tagging their goods for Walmart has to send samples of their tags to the Auburn University RFID lab. And that's going on right now. So you have this, that's the, to get those RFID samples into to Auburn. Then August 17th is when the goods that are destined for the distribution center for the MABD must arrive by August 17th. So that means that you can send goods between August 13th and August 17th to the MABD, tagged. So that's the next date. And then the last date, beginning on September 2nd, all products that are going to stores must be tagged. Those are the three key dates for this expansion of the rollout. June 3rd to submit samples to Auburn University. I'm sure the people have been contacted about that. But August 17th is the next date, and that's when MADB to the distribution center, and September 2nd for the items that that start to arrive in the stores must be tagged.
So at the end of the day, who will this mandate affect?
Well, the mandate affects both the obviously the store, and it affects the supplier, the brand owner. But the key point is that everybody's learned lessons. And whereas using in conjunction with the RFID lab at Auburn, and all the fire studies that were done by GS1, the SEAM study, that they the tremendous drop in shrinkage in the supply chain from RFID tagged goods. In addition, BOPIS, buy online, pick up in stores, BOPAC, buy online, pick up at the curb, and all the omni-channel initiatives that were put to the super stress point due to during the pandemic. I mean, without RFID, those are failures. I mean, you just can't do it. And BOPIS were tested and stressed right away. The value that RFID presents to everybody in the supply chain was like so apparent that Walmart simply decided to accelerate the adoption across more categories.
So how much do RFID tags cost?
Well, that's a trick question because, I mean, it could well cost less than a nickel, but that's on quantities in the millions. So depending on the closer you can put it to your production, the lower cost you can get on it. But the real key is it costs more if you're tagging your goods in a value-add station, meaning that you decide, well, I'm only going to tag some of my goods. This is the brand owner, you make this decision. You know, granted, it's cost, but with correct implementation, you can put in a system that'll pay for itself by tagging. But for example, it costs a lot more money to just put some tags on some of your goods because you've got to segregate those orders. You got to build a value-add station. Typically, that's going to be located in the States with a higher labor cost, just a lot more complexity. Whereas if you're tagging at source and or at least even if you're tagging in the States, but you're tagging your entire product line from A to Z, you just go and do it. The benefits that hit the brand owner are tremendous. You can audit every outbound order, whether it's to store or your e-com, a drop shipping order goes through the roof. Better handle for, in other words, if your system says that something's going to be in stock, it's going to be in stock because the RFID real-time intelligence makes those numbers just way more accurate. So, and my point being that the more that you tag, the lower the cost of the tag. And then to push it out to production, then when a fabric label is sewn into the garment, with a fabric label sewn in, they're going to put a fabric label anyway. They're putting a care label in anyway. You have to do that. It's part of a different kind of requirement. So if the tag is sewn in, if the RFID tag is sewn in at that point, then the cost is, I wouldn't say it's negligible, but it's not as, you're not talking about 25 cents each. Whereas if you try to do it with as an add-on label, the whole point is to get to integrated inlays into existing tags for marketing or for care label purposes. And then you build that into the product and it's plus with additional benefits that you get from having everything tagged. Thus your inbound inventory going into your DC automatically gets super highly accurate. And then you can keep track of everything that is being shipped out of your facility with complete EPOD, electronic proof of delivery. I mean, everything becomes that much more accurate as opposed to dealing with RFID on an exception basis.
Very interesting. So how can companies satisfy this mandate?
Well, first thing to do is come with a supplier that has a history of dealing with this technology. For example, Cybra was around Walmart first tagged goods in the 90s, or asking customers to tag cartons and pallets. They weren't even at the item level at that time, but Cyber was able to help their customers meet both the Walmart and the DoD mandates of the 90s. You want someone that's got experience with both the physics and the technical aspect of the tags and the RFID hardware, as well as the impact to the business information systems, the application software, the cloud, whatever your platforms are, to be able to integrate that technology. Someone with has experience with that and has a long track record. So literally, this is one of those things they, I'm dating myself by saying, it's a little bit of rocket science, but more than that, it's not something you want to play with yourself. If you're, in other words, yes, there are SDKs and both the hardware suppliers, the printers, everybody can give you the instructions how to do it. If you want to get down to the code level and hard code instructions for the tagging and the printing and the labeling, as well as reading the stream from the reader, just why? Why bother with that? I'll give you an example. This is going back in the early 90s. Cyber had a customer that was a pillow manufacturer, and they asked us for a quotation for the barcode labeling software because they were required for one of the major retailers to put UPC tags on these pillows. And they hemmed and hawed, and they say, we can do it ourselves. How hard can it be? So they did not purchase our software. They somehow created the strings that was supposed to go to the on the pillows. Well, these pillows were then shipped to the retailer, and every single carton was rejected. Every single pillow was wrongly labeled, and it completely messed up the system at the retailer on the receiving side. So what do you think that retailer did? They charged back the entire value of the order.
Wow.
You're talking about millions of dollars. So it's really penny wise and pound foolish to, it seems like it's a one-time thing. Okay, let's just take a couple of guys from the IT department and have them, work on complying with Walmart's RFID mandate. Makes much more sense to hook up with a service provider such as Cyber, who has the scar tissue, has the software, the hardware smarts, the systems integration, really all the pieces and parts, has relationships with the tag manufacturers, and can really bring the whole offering. And this way, as we like to say, if you're going to have to point your finger, why choose to point your finger at 50 different suppliers, whereas you can point your finger at one, and that one supplier will be able to give you a satisfaction and make sure that you comply with Walmart's mandate.
Great. Thank you so much for your insights today, Sheldon. Greatly appreciated.
You're welcome, Michael, and take care.